Let's pray. Jesus, consuming fire, fan into flame, a passion for your name, Lord. Well, thank you that there is much more than this, Lord, with you. Lord, that you daily want to bring us deeper into your presence, Lord, that we may walk and step with your Spirit. Lord, I pray for open hearts and open ears, Lord, to your word this morning. I pray that we would forget about ourselves, concentrate on you, Lord. I just pray for your anointing, Lord, to fall, that anointing, Lord, that breaks every yoke, Lord. Lord, I pray that I would only speak, Lord, words from you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Good morning, everybody. I want to talk briefly this morning about listening to God. And I just want to kick off the start and ask us, what are we listening to? And it was fascinating for myself just thinking about this. Even if we just stop right now, the different sounds that we can hear, some of us can maybe hear traffic, some of us can maybe hear our children screaming in the background or, you know, making noise. And every day we're absolutely bombarded with noises and sounds, whether we're working on a construction site or whether we're in an office. There's phones ringing, there's sirens going by, there's people shouting in the street, there's trucks revving their engines. We live in a world of noise. And we can become very engaged in what we're listening to. We don't have a television at home, so one of my weaknesses sometimes is listening to the radio, and I can get very irritated or annoyed whenever I'm interrupted in listening to that. And kind of like, you know, the dinner's ready now, and it's like, hold on, sorry, you know, I need to finish listening to this. And a lot of us, when I again thought about this, have great hearing and listening skills when it comes to distinguishing other people's voices, whether it be, you know, famous film actor, politician. You know, we can be listening to the radio, or we may not see them on TV, but hear them on TV and say, oh, that's so-and-so, that's Tony Blair. Or this morning my radio alarm clock went off and I was like, I heard this English guy's voice, and so that's Tony Blair talking about Lebanon. And like, if we were in a pub quiz, we'd probably score 10 out of 10 in that section, you know, of recognizing the voices. If any of you guys have ever played music, you were trained very carefully to listen, to ensure we're playing in tune. And as we were worshiping there this morning, I remembered at a time I was playing in an orchestra, and we were over in Germany, and with this German conductor who was extremely strict, like there was no talking allowed, and I was sitting at one of the back desks playing the violin, and he was very, very, you know, kind of, as soon as he kind of lifted his hands, if you weren't ready to play, he'd go, too late, you know. And of course, this particular day, there was a slight break, and he probably had lifted his hand, and I was in the middle of a big conversation with somebody about what was going to happen later that evening, and the next minute I kind of looked up and his face was about half an inch from mine. Needless to say, that was the end of my conversation during orchestra practice. And of course then also about, you know, singing or playing music in tune. And again, that wouldn't have been my forte, playing in tune or even trying to tune an instrument, until I started giving violin lessons at one stage a number of years ago. And then it became very evident to me when my pupil was playing in tune or not, because I was able to listen an awful lot more. And there's professions that are paid to listen. The whole kind of customer service, which is huge now, you know, the people listen to your complaints, you ring up and they're paid to listen. You just rant and rave and tell them why you're very upset that this thing hasn't happened. And then at the very end, most of the time, they'll apologize and then try to work out a solution for you to resolve your problem. If you go to the doctor and you have a dodgy chest, he'll take out the old stethoscope and listen to your chest and lungs to see what's wrong. And then, of course, the whole counselling profession, they listen a heck of a lot more than they speak. And what struck me was that we're so good at listening to other things and being able to distinguish other voices. But, you know, when it comes to listening to God, are we at the races? Are we there, or are we completely missing it? Do we miss it? Do we miss His voice lots of times? Are we just so caught up living our daily lives that we just miss that still, very often, that still small voice? And when we pray regularly, you know, what time do we take in our prayer to actually listen? Because I think sometimes our prayer can be very much a one-way street. So we just, you know, if we pray at all, and we just kind of offload onto God, and I want this, I want that. We go with our big wish list, or list of what we want, and then we might ask for a little bit of forgiveness at the very end. And that's it. Okay, God, see you tomorrow. And we don't allow any time for God to maybe, if He did have something to say to us. And prayer, for it to be worthwhile at all, or to be any way effective, it has to be a two-way process. It's like for any relationship to flourish, there has to be two-way traffic. I mean, if you have a friend and all they ever do is talk and they never ask anything about yourself, it's going to be very hard for that friendship really to grow, because they're never going to know anything about you, or they're never going to voice they're never going to let you voice your opinion or ask about your opinion. So, well, why should we listen to God, or, you know, should we listen to God at all? Well, very much so. The Bible actually commands us to listen to God, and I think that's always a very good place to start. And if you think of many of the parables, at the end, when Jesus had said the parables, He said, "He who has ears, let him hear." And also in John 10:27, it says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." So that's comforting, that if we are listening to God's voice, that He knows us, and we're following Him, we're in His will. And there's quite a number of verses where we're encouraged to listen a lot more. In Ecclesiastes 5, we're told, "Guard your steps when you go to the house of the Lord. Go near to listen. Do not be quick with your mouth." And I know for myself in school, this was a major bone of contention for me, because I want my voice to be heard a heck of a lot more than the teacher's. And I remember one particular, I think I was about 9, and the teacher at the very end of the class said, "And now, today has been a very special day for Rory, because unbeknownst to me, she had got somebody, another pupil, to record how many times she'd tell me to be quiet." And that particular day was a good day. She only had to tell me 25 times. If we go on to James 1:19, it tells us that everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak. And as my mom would often say, very practically, that probably explains why we have two ears and one mouth. But listening often afterwards, it requires action. James 1:22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word, but do what it says." And I was at a conference some time ago, and Bill Hybels from Willow Creek Church was speaking. And it was quite a hilarious story, really, where one of the pastors in Willow Creek had spoken about the Good Samaritan to the whole congregation, and, you know, who is your neighbor, and looking out for your neighbor. After the service, the pastor's wife jumps into her people carrier with at least 4 or 5 small children. And as she approaches the exit of the car park, the car breaks down. And I mean, members of the congregation almost drove over her to get out. Not one person stopped to see, you know, could they help? And of course, the story was relayed the next Sunday, and everybody then was on their good neighborly looking out. I mean, overkill the next day. But I mean, that was a very clear case of it just almost going in one ear and out the other. So the, you know, what God might tell us when we listen, quite often it will require action. And it was just really great to hear Rob's stories there of where, as he listened to the Lord, the various doors that were opened and prayers that were answered. And so what are the benefits of listening to God? Well, I think it'll enable us to very much keep more in step with the Spirit and to be guided more. In Isaiah 30, verse 1, it says, "Your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" I think we'll also learn a lot more of the Father's heart and compassion, and we'll see lots more opportunities where we can be used. I think doors will open more for us. And we won't miss out on the great things that God has planned for us. If you think of the story of Samuel, you're probably all reasonably familiar with it, but three times God called him, and he didn't, at that stage he was quite young, he didn't recognize God's voice. The third time he went to Eli the priest, Eli said to him, you know, respond, like, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And I think for some of us, sometimes we probably approach prayer maybe the opposite way. We go, I need to make sure I get this right. It's like, of course, gone. Yes, we say, "Listen, Lord, your servant is speaking," you know, and we have it slightly skewed. And we can easily miss out on God's voice, and I'm sure we can all think of different occasions in our life where we've felt something, we felt to do something, and we haven't done it. And that happened to me. So how do we hear God's voice? And quite often it's through the Holy Spirit, because Jesus said when he was leaving, he said, "The Counselor, the Holy Spirit, the Father is going to send him in my name, and he will teach you all things." And quite often it's just, it's almost like a, it's very, it's kind of hard to explain. It's like a feeling, an unction. Very often, like in years gone by, there is stories in the Bible where God spoke audibly. But quite often it's just a very still, small voice. And about 2 years ago, Kate and I were over at a wedding in the UK, and we were driving back to the airport, and I saw these signs on the motorway saying that there was an accident down at Junction 12. So there was various signs that I saw, and I kind of thought, oh, we were up at maybe Junction 17, and I thought, no, it'll be fine, the accident will have cleared. And then we got to Junction 13, and very clearly I felt, get off the motorway, turn left now. And of course I thought, no, it'll be okay. And about 600 meters later, the car was stopped. There was a huge accident up ahead, and we were on the motorway, like, engines knocked off for about an hour and a half, and ended up missing the flight home and all that kind of stuff. So it was kind of one of these things where you kind of go, oh, right, so that's what I should have done. God speaks to us through his Holy Spirit. God also speaks to us through his word. And this can be quite often when we're meditating on his word. In Psalm 1, we read about the guy, "Blessed is the man who meditates on the law of the Lord, and his law day and night. And he's like a tree planted by streams of living water." And that's what I want to be like. I want to be like a tree planted by streams of living water, which yields its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. And often it can just be a verse that God can speak to you, and or sometimes maybe it's a passage of scripture. The other way that God can speak to us is through other believers. They may have an encouraging word, a challenge, a prophetic word, and just a word of caution that these need to be received with discernment. That, you know, somebody has told me the story of, you know, when a young lady, that, you know, a young man approached and said, you know, God has told me that I'm going to marry you. And she was like, well, hold your horses. You know, he hasn't told me that yet. So needs a bit of discernment there. So what gets in the way of us listening or hearing from God? Well, I think we can just allow blockages to build up. And I have a very practical story for that, which involves the gutter pipes around my house. And we live in a bungalow, and there's loads of trees around us. And recently there, I was wondering why all the water was, instead of going down the downpipes, it was actually coming out over the gutters. So I got up on my ladder and I looked in, and you've just no idea the amount of stuff that was in there. It was like, and it had kind of coagulated together. It was like almost like a snake. I actually filled a full wheelbarrow of this stuff. And I was just thinking, goodness, like, it's amazing how, like, you know, whenever that came, it started building up in the gutter, it was only a tiny few leaves, and then suddenly it developed into, like, it was like almost soil. Just slowly we can just allow the busyness. It's like what the Lord says in the parable of the sower, just the cares of this world. We can maybe just be too involved in our work, maybe with a hobby that we just are completely fanatical about. All we ever talk about is golf or Gaelic football. We just always say, oh, I don't have the time to pray, and let alone listen to God. I mean, because my work is just so important, and we just become the center of our own universe. It's all about me. It's not like all about you, Jesus. That song changes and it becomes, it's all about me, and we allow our hearts to become cold and detached. We just sit and pray, just going through the motions, but not connected at all to what God might be saying to us. And sometimes it might be because we're disappointed with God. Maybe we feel he has let us down. But the amazing thing about the Lord is that his mercies are new every morning. It says that in Lamentations 3:22. And the other thing is that every time we say yes to God, if we're listening to him, we get a little bit more sensitive to hearing him the next time, and then the next time it becomes easier. So it's not something that you can just, if you don't have a prayer life where you've been listening to God, it's not something that you can just kind of, you know, just switch on now and go, okay, I'm going to listen to God now and I'm going to hear everything he says. It's one of these things that has to be developed over time. And another kind of a practical story that may relate to where your hearts have maybe become cold, or you've just allowed maybe disappointment, or maybe you need healing in your life. And that's where a number of years ago, I suddenly couldn't really hear. I couldn't really hear the way I used to be able to hear. So I went to the doctor and he said, your ears are completely blocked with wax. And but he says, I can't even syringe them. He said, you're going to have to put these drops of oil in for the next week, and then come back, and then I'll syringe them. So I had to put the drops in every week, and, you know, because they said it was just a way to, the syringe thing wouldn't work. And I went back the next week, and it was just like, and suddenly I could hear again. And you don't know the stuff that came out, but I just thought that maybe for some of us, we actually need that oil is parallel to the healing balm, that we just need healing. We, you know, there's maybe something in our life that we've been holding on to, and maybe we've been holding on to it for a very long time, that we just really need to offer that up to the Lord so that we can really then hear what he has to say to us. And that, you know, that might be something that we've maybe buried away. We've maybe said, oh, you know, we've just kind of dug a big hole and we've put it in the big hole and we've covered it all up and we've said, oh, that's kind of something I just don't want to think about. But it's still there, and maybe that's something that we need to bring before the Lord this morning. So we need to develop the habit of listening and being quiet. And I think if we're honest, a lot of us find that hard to do. We need to empty ourselves of the baggage each day we sit down to pray. If our mind is like racing about all the stuff that's going on, it's going to be very hard to hear what God is going to say to us. So one little image I kind of thought was a good is when Jesus talks about you know, pausing to go into the inner room of prayer in Matthew 6:6. He talks about going into an inner room of prayer and taking time and shutting the door. So like that's kind of the whole thing of going into your room, shutting the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And that's just going into the room of your heart, your inner space, the secret place. There's no observers there. It's just you and the Father. And shut the door on the past, the future, just so you can be fully in the present moment and you can be intimate with God. And, you know, of course, I believe God can speak to us anywhere. He can speak to us on a crowded street. He can speak to us in the midst of noise and chaos. But I think that one of the best examples we can follow is Jesus' example. And Jesus had an extremely busy ministry for the 3 years. If you look at the amount of stuff that he did, and that's only a small portion of what he did. And yet, time and time again, we read Luke 5:16, Jesus often withdrew to a lonely, quiet place and prayed. And time and time again, that's the pattern of Jesus' life. You know, he was very hectically busy, and then you read he's gone off up a mountain and he's just withdrawn to spend time with his Father. One thing, just a very practical thing, you know, you might say, yeah, but when I'm praying, I often get distracted about what I have to do that day and the different things. Just bring a little notebook in with you in your prayer time, and just write that thing down. So suddenly it becomes no longer a distraction now, and you're not going to think, oh, I need to give somebody that message. You know, just write it down in the notebook. And also then begin, I just really encourage you to keep a prayer journal to record what God is saying to you, whether it's through the Holy Spirit, through his word, a word of encouragement or a challenge that a friend has given you. And then you'll be able to look back on that over the months and see how God has spoken. And the fantastic thing about God is that he responds to willing hearts. He desires to have a relationship with us. He says in Revelation, here I am, I stand at the door knocking. If you hear and open, I will come in to you and eat with you and you with me. And perhaps for somebody who's out there this morning and they're kind of going, I've never really opened that door. I don't really know God that way. I don't really know God. So how can I really listen to him? Well, the good news is that if the handle, you have control over the handle of the door of your heart, the handle's on the inside, and God isn't going to force his way in. And perhaps you might consider opening that door to him this morning, because he does just stand there, just knocking like that. And obviously, if you're a believer, well, I think it's time for all of us to start listening more intently to what God is saying. It struck me when I looked at that little portion from Samuel that it said that the word of the Lord was actually very rare in those days. And I don't know about you guys, but I'd love for all of us I'd love to hear much more from God, so that we can build each other up, we can encourage each other more, we can know the heart of God, what he's saying to us in these days, and how he desires to use us. And I definitely don't want to miss out on his plans and purposes for my life, and I'm sure you guys don't either. So Lord, I just thank you for your word, Lord, and I just pray, Lord, for each of us, that we would take more time out, Lord, to listen to you, Lord, in our prayer time. Lord, that we would know your heartbeat, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, amen.
So, shall I kind of invite the worship band up again? That'd be great. And we're just going to sing a couple of worship songs, and then we'll see what the Lord wants to do this morning as we seek him and listen to his voice. So while they're getting ready, shall we stand to worship the Lord?
You
Service on Sunday, that anyone who would like to respond to that word that was spoken to us, and particularly for those of us who sometimes feel that we can't hear anything, you know, we know the feeling, don't we? And we need a fresh touch of the Lord just to undo the wax in one sense, so that we can hear again clearly. Also, I thought the word was important. Sometimes we get stuck, don't we, in our lives because of things that have happened to us, and we hold on to them and we forget that God can be the answer to our situation. And so, Lord, we just want to pray now, Lord, that you would continue to speak to us, speak through us. Lord, illuminate your word. We pray, Lord, that we'll be a people who hear your voice, but also be a people who are obedient to what you've called us to do. And we thank you, Lord, that you want to speak with us, Lord. You're passionate about sharing your heart with us. And, Lord, help us to create that space, Lord. May we gravitate towards spending time with you like gravity, Lord, that it becomes a response, a natural response, Lord. And so, Lord, we just thank you for being here with us this morning. We thank you for what you're doing amongst us, your people. And Lord, I just pray for great blessings for all those who are here this morning. Thank you, Lord, that that word that you said to Peter, Peter says to the Lord, where else can we go? You have the words of life. And Lord, I just pray this morning you'd release the words of life. And I pray, Lord, to those who've come here unexpectedly, I pray, Lord, that you would give them an unexpected word that would release life that they never expected. And so, Lord, we just pray this morning that you just release those. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. So we're gonna, if I can ask the ministry team just to make themselves available. If you'd like to be prayed for, we'd love to pray for you. If any of those words that Rory kind of illuminated are relevant to you, please come forward so we can pray for you. There's tea and coffee at the back, prayer ministry at the front, and in the between, time to hang out and get to know each other. So the fit service is officially over. Thank you. So can I invite those who are trained in the ministry just to come and pray with the guys at the front here? That'd be great. Thank you.
Without you.